This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly effort to have you understand what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Actually, the program is being done in a little bit of a different form this week because both Michael and I are, as you listen to this, involved in the Talkers Annual Convention in New York City, which we'll talk about during the course of our hour. But as usual, the big focus is on the items of interest, the top 10 items according to the research this week at Talkers Magazine. What are the top topics this week, Michael?
Well, it's been a very interesting week, Doug. It's been fascinating indeed. We have number 10, Jeopardy, James Holzhauer, the gambler who was threatening to break the record. He didn't make it, and he almost destroyed the whole show. But that's number 10.
Mice and men, as it were.
Exactly. At number 9, we have red meat and white meat. New information about cholesterol as it pertains to chicken, and that has created a lot of controversy and conversation. At number 8, immigration reform, climate change, and new abortion laws, all tied together. Three major topics that didn't get as much airplay this week as they usually get. So, but they're on, so we tied them together and put them at number 8. And number 7, the 30th anniversary of Tiananmen Square. And a lot of folks in China don't even know it ever happened. That's what happens when you have the Communist Party runs your media. At number 6, the Democrats' impeachment talk. They're still talking impeachment. That's a big deal. And number 5, the 2020 presidential election. That's a giant story that has a million components to it, obviously. Then we get into the big four. At number 4, we have the Virginia Beach shooting. We have another shooting that took place in Australia. And the deputy sheriff who was charged for not taking action in the Parkland shooting a couple of years ago is being charged with a felony. That's interesting indeed. At number 3, we have big tech under fire. Amazon, Google, Facebook, Apple, from federal regulators. And that could be a long, protracted First Amendment issue. At number 2, the U.S. trade wars with China and Mexico. Big story this week. And, of course, the number 1 story is Trump in England, which is a fascinating, fascinating
pageant. You see the pictures of him, and the Queen was delivering her address, and he kind of looked like he was nodding off a little bit there. He kind of, you know, the human side of all of this. These people are no different than anybody else. If you and I were in a boring session at some company or doing something, we'd likely nod off as well.
Would you find it boring to be at a table that takes 4 days to set with hundreds of lords and ladies and the Queen of England talking about you?
I probably wouldn't, but maybe it depends on your lifestyle or what you're... Yeah, what you're used to, in a manner of speaking.
I get the impression that the Trump family is tickled with their little brush with royalty, and I think that they're engaging in a little royal fantasizing themselves.
I think they're having their own Downton Abbey experience.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, all of a sudden, the whole family popped up. It was supposed to be him. Yeah. All of a sudden, the kids are there.
Everybody shows.
Can you imagine, hey, can you get me in, Dad? Yeah. Hey, can you get me in, Uncle Don?
I want a ticket. Give me a meal ticket. I want to go.
But I think they were pretty well behaved. I mean, I think I get the feeling that Trump was, the clips that I saw of it, I get the feeling that he was kind of, you know, impressed being in the company of the Queen.
I think he was, the last time he was over there last year, he seemed to have made, or at least the news media made, a big deal, as they usually do, out of anything that he does that's a mistake. A few guffaws with the Queen, but they don't seem to, they haven't really tried to avoid him. The only person who wasn't there was Meghan Markle, who has had lots to say about Trump, or she did before she got more in the public eye when she was an actress Yeah. She had more to say about Trump than she
Now she's not an actress anymore, huh?
No, right.
This is the biggest role
of a big act.
This is the biggest role of her life.
Yeah.
Actually, the whole thing with Meghan Markle and him saying that, you know, he didn't know she was nasty, that's a typical example of Trump speech, that, you know, where he didn't really call her nasty. It was his way of saying things. He did use the word nasty, then he denies saying it, so it looks like he's a liar.
But are you talking about Meghan Markle or Meghan McCain? Did I say McCain or did I say Markle?
I don't know. I heard Meghan, and I figured you meant Markle.
I did mean Markle.
Yeah, I think you said Markle, but whatever, it's out there. But I don't think that, what did I say? McCain?
Yes.
I said Meghan McCain?
I think you're talking about McCain and her shot at Trump. Or the Trump thing, whatever he said about her.
I'm talking about Meghan Markle saying that Trump, she didn't agree with him about something, and he said he didn't know that she was nasty like that. He referred to Meghan Markle as being nasty.
Okay.
And they took great offense at it, when in fact, I don't think he meant it the way it sounded. Because, look, there are two people over there right now that speak the Queen's English. One is Elizabeth II, and the other is Donald Trump. He speaks the Queen's English, meaning how they talk English in Queens, New York.
That's right.
And she,
you know,
hey, I didn't know she was so nasty. You know, what are you being so nasty? You got a mouth on you. You know, you have to understand where he's coming from. Not that it necessarily excuses it, but if you don't understand where he's coming from with his way of talking, it's instant, offense. And it doesn't have to be that offensive.
It's so easy for people to get offended. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder.
Right.
Everybody's got an attitude. Everybody's got a problem. Give it a rest, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes. But to go back to the Meghan McCain thing, there was, because of what happened last week, we talked on the Countdown show last week about the president wanting to, or seemingly, according to some, not wanting to see the warship that's named after John McCain, which apparently wasn't the case, even though somebody in the White House fessed up to asking, thinking that the president would like not to see it, but the president didn't ask that person to do it. They just did it on their own. But Meghan McCain took umbrage at it, and then there was a big fight, as usual, between her and Joy Behar. And Meghan McCain looks so unhappy on that show. I don't know if you ever get a chance to see it. I see clips from time to time, but she's always fighting, and Behar is nasty. She's just nasty.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's with a couple of really aggressive liberals. Behar is nasty, and Whoopi is capable of being very cutting.
Yeah.
And Meghan McCain strikes me as a very sensitive individual.
Mm-hmm.
And circumstances have thrust her into a certain spotlight, and she's running with the ball. I mean, she does what she has to do. I think she has a very interesting role in the whole media conversation about politics, but I get the impression that she's a very sensitive person and prone to cry, prone to wear her heart on her sleeve, prone to be very, very, very easily bruised when it comes to anything having to do with her dad. And frankly, I find that to be her saving grace. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's interesting about her. I don't think if she didn't have that kind of, you know, where you read on her face her unhappiness or her tears or the thing she did with Biden on The View when she was crying about her father's illness, I don't think she would be that effective a talk show host for radio or TV. I think this is her style. What do you think?
Well, I think emotions are very important to communicate on the air. Your real personality comes through. That's part of what we talk about in our annual get-togethers. What's real talk radio? Who are the real talk radio hosts? Who are people, whether it's talk radio, talk television? I think maybe it isn't just talk radio and talk television. It's our lives. It's exposure to people who are not afraid to express their emotions. We have been taught... Your generation, my generation, our generation, because we're in the same generation, we're taught not to be emotional. When I would cry at the death, when my dog died when I was a little boy, I cried and cried and cried. My father said, well, you shouldn't cry because it's, you know, life and death. It's about understanding life and death. Well, I didn't want to hear that. I loved that dog. I was very sad. Yeah. And my father went through my upbringing thinking that I had emotional problems because I expressed my emotions. And his generation didn't. He was taught, he was an orphan. He was taught to buck up. Don't express your emotions because you'll show your weakness and the guys from East Boston will beat you up.
Yeah.
He was from Southie.
No, but you see there was a stoicness to that, but the fact is it also was a gender issue. Boys were raised through that era that it was unmanly and that it was not masculine to show emotion. Big boys don't cry. I mean, the Four Seasons had that big hit, Big Girls Don't Cry. And when they did Big Girls Don't Cry, back in the 60s, it was a provocative line because it was big boys don't cry. Big girls did cry. And it's okay for women to cry, not okay for boys to cry. And a lot of boys have the same emotions, especially in young ages. I mean, I'm not saying anything that people don't know, that young females have. And it's difficult when your dad says, hey, don't show those feelings because you're not going to...
Your father tell you to do that?
My father was tough on me that way. My father, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When's the last time you cried?
About 10 minutes before I came on with you today. Because I...
Something falling apart?
Everything was falling apart. I was putting out three fires, figuratively, folks. And I said, Doug is going to be so mad at me for being late.
Well, it is. I wasn't being facetious, really. I think that we all need to be who we are, and that makes us, I think, better. And I don't do it purposely. One of the reasons that I'm good at this, and you're good at it, and some of the people who we know are good at it, that we're sort of celebrating this week at the Talkers Convention, are because they do show their emotions, whether it be anger or fear, whatever the list of emotions, sadness. There are really very important emotions to be shown, and maybe if people appreciate it because you're right, they're not allowed to show their emotions.
Yeah, I've been thinking since you mentioned it, and after the break, I'll tell you when was the last time I cried, and can we pick up on that?
We can
after the break coming up. Good.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Welcome into another discussion of how to lose weight the safe way. There's lots of ways to lose weight, no question about it. You can go through the diets and you can have the operation, but when you're all done, what do you have? You have a body that's eager to ingest more of the same kind of food that gets you to where you were in the first place, right?
That's exactly right. With Calitrans, it is collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera, specially formulated to help rev up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue. Not a quick fix for weight loss. This is not a drug. This is giving your body back what it needs so you can lose weight naturally. And I tell you what else right now, there is a huge sale on it. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free on this. So it is a perfect time to stock up and sell.
Go to toploss.com for this special deal. That's the website for Calitran. Check the box for DJV to get the special deal. Toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast, they're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Countdown continues now. The appearance of Michael Harrison here, brought to you by the folks at Talkers Magazine, responsible for doing the research, the things that we talk about here on the program, in part, the list, anyway. And then we get off onto other things as part of what I like to describe as the talk tree. We have the main trunk, and we have branches, and we have leaves. And so in regard
bugs,
to
flowers.
Yeah, all that stuff. So from Trump, we went to Meghan McCain. We went to Meghan Markle and then Meghan McCain.
Right.
And we were talking about her crying. And so it brought me around to thinking about crying and whether Michael would share with us the last time he cried.
Last time I cried was when I was watching Star Trek Discovery, and they ended it with Captain Pike going on the Enterprise, and I saw the new version of the Enterprise bridge, and that made me cry.
Really?
I, the point I'm making is that I surprise myself how I get emotional and tears well up from pop culture, from music, from songs, from things that have nothing to do with reality or
but they do, because that's your reality. That is your thinking. That's your, as you said that, I was thinking about watching the Jim Carter PBS presentation promoting the Downton Abbey movie that's out now. And every time, man, I'm welling up now thinking about all of the emotions that are expressed in that show,
right,
that we all can. That's why that show was so powerful, and that's the point we're making. The emotions that you get, if you're not giving yourself license to express your emotions, you're hurting yourself physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah. Well, I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker for old Broadway musicals, and I laugh at myself. I mean, why do I get tears in my eyes when I watch?
Does Bernadette laugh at you? Bernadette,
she does. She gives me, she smirks at me and says, "Are you crying?" I go, "No."
Why don't you admit to it? You are crying.
But
you can just hear me.
It's not crying like. It's more like just this weird. You get this weird. I can't explain it. It's like a physical.
Emotion.
It's a physical thing that happens, And it comes from something that is syrupy, something that is silly, something that it obviously ties into your history, you know. Sometimes, I'll get emotional if I watch an old documentary about the Beatles. It's weird.
Me too. No, any of that stuff. And you're right about music. I can listen to some, like that song from A-ha, Take On Me.
Right.
Every time that plays. Every time it plays, there's something there. Mel Carter, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me. You and I were talking about him the other day.
Right.
Yeah, I know you're not a fan, but that's the kind of stuff.
But I'm not a fan, but now I'm a fan because he was at a wedding, and I was telling Doug folks that that was one of my least favorite songs of all time. Hold me, thrill me, never. That was the poster song of the kind of music I hated in the 60s. I just hated that song.
Well, we were both jocks then.
I don't know how much of a jock I was back when that was a hit.
A disc jockey.
I mean a DJ. When that song was out, I was sort of a listener. But the point I'm making is, I said to the guy sitting next to me at the table, I said, "Oh no, he's singing at this wedding. That's my least favorite song." And then I laughed. Now I'll cry.
I'll make you cry. Okay. I'll sing the song, and for several reasons, you'll cry.
Yes, indeed.
All right, we continue with a focus. A couple of things I want to connect the dots with Trump and Cuba and China in a matter of moments as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump tweeting that tariffs on Mexican goods are indefinitely suspended after negotiators from the U.S. and Mexico were able to reach a signed deal on immigration enforcement. The decision capped 3 days of intense negotiations between Mexican officials and the Trump administration, with negotiations between Mexico's foreign minister and State Department officials lasting more than 11 hours Friday. Trump had threatened to impose tariffs on Mexican goods entering the U.S. if Mexico did not limit the number of migrants moving through the country to the U.S. The U.S. will issue a formal diplomatic protest to Russia, objecting to the behavior of a Russian destroyer that nearly collided with a cruiser USS Chancellorville Friday in the Philippine Sea. That, according to Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan.
The behavior is unsafe and unprofessional.
The Navy released video of that incident and said that the Russian destroyer came within 50 to 100 feet of the Chancellorville, forcing the U.S. warship to reverse its engines to avoid a crash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Second half hour of this week's Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through some of these items in the top 10, the issues that have been a focus for the research of Talkers, those and the programs, the hosts, and the stations that have made a lot of money, actually, doing this format. It's more successful than any other format because people actually listen to things like commercials. They listen to the discussions. They get involved. And this is maybe where the emotions come. If you're talking politics, people get angry if they hear something they don't like and, you know, that sort of thing sort of surfaces. I wanted to combine a couple of things here. Number two is a discussion of the trade wars with China. Number seven is the acknowledgement here, and as you pointed out, they aren't going to know anything about it in China, of what happened in Tiananmen Square 30 years ago, and the communist influence on the world still being as strong as it is in a different form, with the Chinese especially. And so this week, the president said that he wanted to make sure we curbed any involvement. The government's gone to great lengths, Michael, to stop tour companies from taking groups to Cuba because they are communists and because they are siding with the dictator in Venezuela. And it's dangerous for Americans to go there. It's dangerous for them to have a foothold in the Western Hemisphere. So is Trump right about Cuba, given what we know about, let's say, the Chinese and the Russians and our dealings with them?
I personally do not know if Trump is right about Cuba, but I give him the benefit of the doubt. I think Trump is definitely right about China. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the real clear acts of policy that Trump has enacted that I fully endorse has been his position on China, trying to get the trade economics between the two countries back in balance, trying to crack down on their tendency to steal intellectual property, mm-hmm. and trying to block the way of Huawei from dominating the forthcoming 5G paradigm, all of which are dangerous. The Chinese Communist Party is every bit as much an enemy of American freedom and American capitalism as was the Chinese Communist Party under Mao Zedong. The difference is they have a friendlier face. They wear Western-style business suits. They share cheesecake with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. But when push comes to shove, the Chinese are playing a very long, patient game of world domination. And I don't say that to be a warmonger. I just think it's time for an American president to stand up to that and protect the interests of American business and the American people, because China is pulling all this stuff and has been for a long time since they were brought into the World Trade Organization by the Clintons. They have had no resistance, and they've had very, very special status, and it's been carte blanche for them. Interestingly, this is not a partisan issue, because the two Bushes treated China this way, and the two Democrats, Obama and Clinton. So we're talking about four administrations, two parties, both the same policy of letting China run wild, and we've got to pull them back.
Well, this at this point affects us, and that's what worries a lot of people. Let me just go back to something you said a minute ago about the Clintons and the business. Remember, there has been a lot of speculation and talk about Clinton's investments in various companies and how he knew how to invest and how they went from having no money when they left the White House to being worth a couple hundred million bucks today. Part of that story, apparently, is his advice, and I put that in quotation marks. He was advised by who knows whom to invest in certain Chinese companies that when he got out of office the next 3 or 4 years ballooned in value. Whether Bush, that happened to Bush as well, or whether it happened to Obama, I'd love to see the stock portfolio of some of these guys, because it happens with every one of them. Clinton was worth nothing when he got out of office. Look at the Obamas and how wealthy they've become as a result. They weren't wealthy at all when they got into the White House. He didn't really even have a job. She was a lawyer, made a couple hundred thousand bucks a year, and sustained his need or desire to be in political life, whether it was as a community organizer or whatever. But the guy never really has had a job.
Well, and, he was in the Senate, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, a job. I'm talking about non-political job. Sorry. But there's a Freudian slip there someplace.
I was going to say, yeah. I can't let that slide by.
No, but you go back to even LBJ, who was a school teacher before he entered local politics, and then he became a state senator, then he became a congressman, and then he became vice president. He had no money when he went into public service, and when he got out, strangely enough, he owned a bunch of radio and television stations worth $180 million. How'd that happen? Where'd that come from?
I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Of course. No, we hear you. We know what you're saying.
Yeah, right. Okay. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better, If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. So I want to get number three on the countdown is a focus on big tech. You know my interest. As a matter of fact, you and I did a very good interview this week focusing on a program that you have that deals with very strident issues. And so me and my role as the host of the American Family Farmer Show and my interest being a farmer, I do know what's going on in the world of agriculture. So you called upon me to talk about something. And one of the pieces of the pie that I left out as I was talking about Trump and the trade wars and the fate of the American family farmer, one of the I did denigrate, as I usually do, the big ag companies, the ones we all know, Cargill, ADM. You know, there are half a dozen of these companies that control big ag. However, I did not talk to you, and this is why I bring it up now, because it's a tech company that is trying to take over quietly agricultural positions with commodities, et cetera, et cetera. It's a company nobody knows. It's on CNBC's list of the top 50 disruptors in the world. Company that, as I said, it's called Indigo Agriculture. Nobody's ever heard of them. And they are a very, they have 700 employees. They have mushroomed overnight the same way Airbnb has, the same way that the car like Lyft and Uber. They're a software company that is manipulating the markets so that they are not doing, they don't own anything, they don't grow anything. Like Uber doesn't own any cars, Airbnb doesn't own any apartments, but yet they have all this software that they've used to create companies that are worth billions of dollars. And so what Indigo is doing is managing almost on a day-to-day level profits for growers and consumers are because they're manipulating, they're meddling with computer models that watch stocks of commodities like corn, soybean, milk, that kind of stuff, and they're manipulating the value. And nobody's ever heard of these people before, but you wait. A year from now, we'll be talking about how they have disrupted, if we let them go, disrupt the entire food business, not only in our country, but around the world. You wait. Look at how quickly Airbnb grew. Look at how quickly Uber grew. You wait. Mm-hmm. And if, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, well, you're implying that it's a bad thing. Of course, sometimes
it is a bad thing.
All right. Well, yeah. You know, that depends, of course, on one's financial perspective, okay. Interest, and position.
It's a good sometimes, way to make money.
But I do want to point out, though, that disruption in industry, especially during times of change like this, could for many people be a foregone conclusion that has to happen, regardless of whether it's bad or good for individuals. And in some cases, it's a good thing. So I'm not saying, because I'm completely clueless about this company, and I find what you're saying fascinating.
Sure, nobody knows who they are.
Right, but I want to point
like
out.
They watch this stuff.
Yeah, I just want to point out that sometimes disruption is a necessary thing.
The agriculture business has been completely disrupted and is on its butt at the moment because of government interference.
Well,
and how many other businesses can we say the same thing about? Well, the government has gotten involved in various businesses, and they have changed them.
I'm just saying there's a difference between government interference that disrupts a business and the interference of a new competitor who has a different business model that disrupts business. They have different long-term applications and solutions. So whatever.
Okay.
I
told you this was a Chinese company, what would your reaction be then?
My reaction would be a little more biased.
Ah.
Because okay. of the, there are no Chinese companies that exist outside the realm of the Chinese Communist Party. What part of what the Chinese Communist Party does is it creates companies like Huawei to make it look like these are private capitalistic companies, but right. in truth, if you follow the money, you follow the power, you follow the centralized control, it leads back to the Chinese Communist Party. There is no free enterprise to speak of on that level in China.
Now, we talked about, I'm making reference to the interview we did the other day, and I don't want to, it's not fair to give people too much information or focus on that too much, but one of the things I did say in that conversation about the fate of the family farmer and the government messing around with the pricing and that sort of thing, it's almost gone too far. But one of the examples I gave you was the Chinese ownership of the largest pork producer in America mm-hmm. and how they are dominating that particular agricultural business. And now with the trade wars going on, it's affected corn and soybean, which they now are buying from other sources to feed their hogs in China, and who knows whether they'll buy it and ship it here to feed to the hogs that are growing in America, because they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind-boggling how complicated stuff can get, and I think that may be one of the things you're referring to in this number three, unless I'm missing something.
You're not missing anything. It's definitely part of the conversation. As a matter of fact, you brought more to the table than most people are expecting or normally hear.
Maybe. Well, the kids, I refer to the kids who are on with me on the DJB show, the weekly program that we do, and sometimes they tell me that I go off on these tangents. But it isn't a tangent from my perspective. Oh, come on.
The kids,
the airplanes, farming.
Aren't they all in their 60s, these people?
No, unfortunately they aren't. They don't see things my way, which is part of the beauty of the program, I guess, much as anything else. But they'll get their hook out for me, mm-hmm. and you can feel free to get the hook out, too. I just think that we are so asleep. We just are completely, we're so damn, and Trump is a genius at this. He throws stuff against the wall to distract everybody from what's really going on. I think he's a genius.
Like a magician.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
you think the action's going on in the left hand and the
right
is being pulled out of his pants on the right hand.
Right. You know? Yeah, exactly. And I wonder whether we'll talk about that. We have the Talkers Convention is going on in New York as you're hearing this program. And I wanted to have you tell us a little bit about some of the things that are going on there. But the session is trying to get us to focus on why it is that there is either so much fake news or why we distrust the news media as much as we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's difficult to be in the media when people distrust the media, or it's challenging. I don't want to say difficult, but you can't just assume people believe what you're saying because you're saying it, and that's what it comes down to.
Used to be if you heard it on the radio, it was true.
Well,
right,
and of course those, by and large, maybe things were more truthful then, but also maybe we were more naive then. And I'm always looking for the balance between how naive were we or how bad has it gotten. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just being aware of how bad it is doesn't make it worse. It just means you're aware. It's actually better to be aware that it's bad than to be, you know, blissfully ignorant. So,
are you sure?
I don't know. I wonder. These are the things that make me cry.
Yeah. Well, I think this is one of those issues. What are the other hot... let's give us a quick rundown of the other things that people will be participating in on the inside view of the talk.
Basically talking about the changing technology and changing sociology, how to make money during the transition between the analog era and the digital era, how much stuff should be on the air and how much stuff should be on your website and how much stuff should be in podcasts. How do you deal with doing talk radio during this hyper-politically correct era that we're in with no buy lists and boycotts of advertisers and everybody having righteous indignation over everything you say. These are all very, very big issues that are being discussed in the talk radio and talk television realm.
Do you think that some of the people who are in our industry are like the listeners? They all have sort of a chip on their shoulder, or not all of them, but some who have
some
point of view that is they don't want to have challenged.
Yeah. Some do, but I still think most of the people in our industry view it as entertainment and view it as material. and performance, as opposed to necessarily being too hung up in the politics of it or the policy of it on a real deep level. But that's just me.
Do you think that host Jim Bohannon is the moderator of this panel, which includes Tom Hartman, who is probably the country's best-known left-of-center host. Joe Pagliarulo, who goes by the name Pags, whose program has expanded a lot at night around the country. Curtis Sliwa, who is a character, man. He is one.
He's well, listen, you know, everybody can see this after the convention at Talkers.com and Talkers TV. So we'll promote it on this program. And those who really love talk radio will be able to see what goes on behind the scenes among talk show hosts talking to each other.
Yes. All right. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, as we continue on this week's overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio business, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the overview every week. Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher, goes through the networks and the local stations to get the sense of what's what. You said something last week that I thought would be a good conversation, not only for here, but in terms of our conversation at the talk convention. If we come around to it, I might do it in my part of the conversation on this distrust of the media panel. The idea that people who are doing local talk radio oftentimes just take the national things and run with them without even applying the local twist on it. Never mind the local issues themselves that ought to be at the forefront in terms of local talk radio, but the fact that they take the stuff and they've heard it on some national show, so they just take the same thing. I think that's a mistake, and you and I were talking about that. Do you want to elaborate on it a little bit?
Well, I mean, interestingly, in the last few years, a lot of radio companies have realized that local programming is a very healthy part of a radio station's mix, a talk station's mix. So they've added some extra local shows. The problem is that this is concurrent with the Trump era, which has created admitted fascination with the shiny object that's known as Washington, D.C. and the reality show there. So a lot of them are talking national politics on local shows. When I challenge them about it, they always say, well, I bring the local perspective, and I don't want to fight with them about it, but you're right, they don't.
They don't.
It's just that they bring their perspective. They're local,
right.
So that's the local perspective. But there's a fascination with what's going on. The problem is, one, it's not great for talk radio to be without local connection, because there's a lot of very, very interesting and attractive and important stuff that you can be carrying, but also with the drying up of local newspapers and the cutbacks that radio stations have made in their news departments, and the nationally syndicated radio shows that have replaced a lot of local muckrakers, the local politicians are getting away with murder.
Oh my God!
Across America,
I'd love to be doing a local show here in my community, like I used to do
right
in the 70s. I'd love to be doing that now.
Nobody is holding their feet to the fire, and we have an epidemic of corruption that is sweeping the country on the local level, in towns, in school boards, in counties, in big cities. We need to have more local media. That means live local talk show hosts who are focused on what's going on locally, and newspapers that have reporters assigned to the beat.
There's a local or a regional company called Patch here in New England, and they compete. There's a local news organization in my community that's run by a woman who used to work for them, and she's right on it, man. It's a completely digitized news system. She has three or four releases a day of four or five important stories aggregated together. And the other outfit used to be that way, but they cut their budget, so they're spewing stuff all around the state that supposedly is local. But I'm not really that interested in what's going on in Northampton. I'm interested in what's going on in Framingham, or, you know, that's they're applying it that way. And so the main question that comes out of this, Michael, for you to consider is whether or not network talk still makes a difference. It is what we have, but it's an economic policy more than it is anything else. Is the future of news, talk, radio, the network, the syndicated shows, or can we have some local programs to address what you were just talking about?
I think a healthy future lies in the balance between the two. I think both have their place. If you don't have any network shows or national shows, well, you don't get the benefit of talent being spread out that's really special in more than one place. And if you have no local, I pointed out before what the problem is. It's good business and it's good civics to have both.
Well, the reality is that the way finances work, the network, some of the network shows are not making as much money. The hosts aren't, certainly, as they used to. There are the maybe top 20 or so that are making money, but some of the local hosts are making more because their programs deliver more, and that's an influence, obviously, with management and ownership as well. So that's a great answer to the question. All right, that's the overview. Talk radio, what's hot? And not what's not, just what's hot. And our focus also on what's going on in New York this weekend, the sessions in the Talkers Convention in New York. And that's one of the reasons that Michael and I got together a little early to put all this stuff together. But there you have it, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio, the focus of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen on the air.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.